2.
Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday. Or today is Friday, unless you're somewhere else, maybe in a different country. So here we go. This is Friday, 7/11/2014. And we'll just start off here, clearing away energies, being the end of the week. May have been attached to something. So here we go. Let's release situations that you're dealing with that may be unknown to you. So here we go. Releasing them.
Wow.
Pretty heavy. Somebody out there has some stuff. So here we go. Releasing a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll bring the light beam up, everybody. Bring up the light beam, and we'll see it get energized. Maybe you actually see it moving slightly or even changing a little bit of colors and becoming more three-dimensional. So here we go. Be the male energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll use the word stronger to help that out here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is there. I think she is. So Cindy, are you out there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Ron. Welcome, everyone. We have another interesting and exciting show for you tonight. I would like to mention that this is an exciting weekend because our July monthly conference call starts. The four-hour Saturday call starts tomorrow, and that's 1 o'clock Pacific time. And then the intensive, the physical body rejuvenation, starts on Sunday, July 13th, and that's an 8-hour call starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So be sure and check that out. The links are on CreationLightship.com. You can get there through the CLS chat intro page if you'd like. All the links are there. We also have our weekly calls, and Ron just finished up our Friday call, and that was on the energetic, that was on energetic, oh, energy attachment removal. Right, Ron? Oh, Ron, are you still there? Well, Ron may be off right now, and he'll join us again. We also have our weekly conference call Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So be sure and check those out, too. And I wanted to share a little bit about our archives. This came up last week, and DBS has our full array of Creation Lightship archives, and if you go on to creationlightship.com, you click on the BBS icon, then you'll be able to go to Ron's BBS profile page, and you'll see library archives. When you click that, you'll see all the archives going back, I think I saw back to 2007, and as the new shows occur, usually within a few days, they'll show up in the library archives. If you have any questions about that or anything else, please email clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, we'd love to have your testimonials. And Ron, did you have anything else to add?
No, just get on the calls tomorrow. We'll have one call at 4, and then Sunday we have a call at 8, getting rid of the alien critters. Let's do a clearing here, so we'll give people a little sample of what that's like. So here we go.
Excellent.
On Sunday. So here we go, everybody. We're going to be working with your scalp. So you may have some critters there. So here we go. So one, getting rid of them off of your scalp. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And might feel your scalp kind of moving a little bit maybe. We went around. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see what that's doing for you there. And we can have callers tonight if somebody wants to call in. Do we have any emails out there we can talk about?
Ron, we do. We have homework from earlier this week. We have testimonial, and we also have a paranormal activity, and we'd love to read those. However, I want to just verify with you regarding the July conference calls, the monthly calls. When we have registered participants that would like to be absentee, should they email you in advance, or how would you like that handled?
Well, sometimes people do. Kind of up to you if you wish to do that. A lot of people like just notifying me, so that's good. But I know that you're on the call anyway, so. If you'd like to, that's no problem whatsoever. So let's,
okay, Ron. Go ahead.
So let's see what we have on emails, and we'll check
sure.
out different energies out there that maybe people have found out about. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. If you would like to email Ron regarding absentee for the conference calls, his email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And our first email is a testimonial, and, well, that is from Monday night. And let me see here. Well, our writer mentions that she had a bad cold, sinus, and, it was feeling miserable in general, and just happened to tune in to Creation Lightship show on Monday about halfway through the show, and Ron just started doing a healing regarding sinuses or runny nose, cold-like symptoms, and also linking that might be due to smoke, either from our current event or even from the Civil War. And so the testimonial goes on to say that she felt better by Wednesday and actually felt better, a little better Monday night. As the clearing was happening, by Wednesday, she was completely better. And
wonderful.
She had never had a cold such as that disappear in such a short time. And thanks you very much, Ron.
Oh, that's great. So maybe the Civil War got you, huh? So anyway. Oh, boy.
I guess we don't know that, but could be so. Okay. And we do have homework. Now, it's possible that this was mentioned before. However, I'll just go ahead and read through it. If anyone is interested in Civil War, it started April 2nd, 1861, and ended May 10th, 1865. And actually, Ron had asked if anyone knew, so that was great to answer. And Ron had talked about it on Monday's show, and she she's also verifying, did she hear you right, that we need to do 50 timeline crashes each month of the year.
Yep, that's what I would do if that affected you, yes. Definitely do that.
Okay, and then also wonders if it matters what color of coat we wore. She thinks she was a blue coat. Oh, we did read this out on Wednesday.
I don't think it would matter if it was blue or gray or red. You know?
Okay.
So, it didn't make any difference.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that we had read that Wednesday, but I think it's great for others to hear that may not have been on the Wednesday call, or even newcomers. Okay, I have another email regarding the smoke clearing during Civil War era, and this writer says, could almost taste the smoke. So warmth in the lungs. Adjustment
rat.
In the back. Go ahead.
That's bad.
Upper right side, strong energy in the throat, and then the right side of the face and tingling in the foot. Wow.
Well, let's do that one again for people.
Great.
So here we go, everybody. This is Civil War Energies. Where maybe you have a sinus condition, don't know where it's from, breathing. So here we go. So, releasing the energies. Oh, yeah, this is a big one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll let that one settle in a little bit. But again here. And we got a caller, so is there somebody online?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Cindy. Yeah, it's Janice. I have a couple things to share, actually, tonight. Had a very, very interesting week. But I just missed what you were counting for. I was on the call.
Yeah, that was...
Did I miss...
Having problems, Civil War smoke.
Oh, we're getting some feedback.
That might just rush here on the line. Oh, it's probably not going over the air. Go ahead.
Okay, pardon me. Okay. Well, I just wanted to share, this is kind of paranormal. You know, I've been having a lot of car problems again, and, you know, a lot of ship clouds in the sky, you know, a lot of battery issues, and I finally took my car in because I was getting tired of getting stranded. And the car needed a new battery, so I decided to walk home. It was a pretty nice day, but my walk home was like, you know, 6 or 7 miles. And I thought, well, I could do this, you know. And so I started walking, and this lady pulled up alongside of me, and she said, do you want a ride? And I was like, first of all, shocked, because nobody in this day and age up here does that anymore. And, you know, I kind of checked her out. I felt her energy, and I thought, okay, you know, she seems safe enough to take a ride from. And it was just very interesting, Ron, that, you know, she was talking about, like, back in the day, you know, she could, like, read people, and that people were really easy to read. You know, you could either tell if they were good or if they were bad, you know. She said, but, you know, she says, just, you know, nowadays it's just so hard to read people. They just all have this veneer over them. And I looked at her and I went, wow, you know. I just said, well, I never heard that terminology used before, but that's pretty right on, you know. I, you know what, you know, veneer is, you know, just, you know, this covering. And all I could think of is, and I didn't want to start up a conversation with her about clones, but, you know, it was just so interesting to me that somebody has noticed a difference in the people on the planet, you know, just from, you know, back in the olden days to nowadays. It was, to me, pretty incredible, actually. So I just wanted to share that with you. I guess you haven't heard the clones terminology used as, you know, veneered people, you know. So, Ron, I have another request or ask. I had a very interesting week. One of my hens disappeared out of the backyard a couple days ago, and I was just wondering, you know, with all the timeline issues that have been going on with me, I was just wondering if you could see her on another timeline, or did a bird of prey get her, or it was just weird how she was there 1 minute and gone the next.
Boy, I don't know what to say on that one.
Okay. Okay, because I was missing my purse earlier, and I commanded myself to be back on the Creation Lightship timeline, use my finger, and ask for my purse to reappear to me, and I found my purse, like, in the bottom of my closet. It was just really strange, and, you know, I've been doing so many timeline crashings, so I thought, well, you know, maybe this hen is just out on another timeline, or, you know, she became prey to something else. It's just a question. I just, you know, it's been nagging at me. I don't know. And third thing, my oldest daughter had emergency surgery this week, and I have not been able to get to see her. So what I did, it was emergency surgery, so I couldn't, like, do anything in advance for her. But what I did do is I put her up continuously on the Alien to Light, and I ran an alien attack on her also. But my question is, Ron, when somebody's running a fever, is that a good thing for somebody to have, or is it not? You know, because I know that the medical field, you know, they pump you full of Tylenol and aspirins to get your fever down. But when my kids were growing up, I just let them have the fever to get whatever was in their system out of their system. I never agreed with trying to stop a fever. So I guess I just would like to know your intake on what your body goes through when you have a temperature.
Oh, boy. You're probably right about trying to get the body to get rid of, you know, the stuff inside of it, bacteria. So that's probably what activates the mind of the body when it gets up really high. The other thing could be maybe you're out on some timeline that's generating your fever. That's the other option in there, number three.
Okay. All right, I haven't run any timelines for her at this time, but I do feel like there's been, like, you know, over 1,000 aliens gone to the light over just, you know, having it zeroed in on her, you know. I mean, because we all know what the hospitals are full of. So I just feel like I've done a service of, you know, having some aliens go to the light. So unfortunately, it had to be through her. So a temperature, or, you know, it is a good thing then.
Yeah, I would say, unless it's alien related, I would do timeline crashes on it. If you happen to have one. So
okay. Yeah, because she's in there for, like, to me it all feels alien related, Ron. I mean, she should have been in and out of there in a day, and she's going on 4 days now, and it's with complications of more complications on top of more complications, and so that's why I pulled up the alien attack page, you know, trying to get rid of the aliens that way. All righty, well, thanks for your input.
Thanks, Janice, for calling in and that information, and give us some feedback next week on how things are going. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll do that same one over again here. We did about 10 minutes ago, so here we go. This will be the smoke clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy, and one, boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see how that's doing for everybody. So, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. I just want you to know that I have a tickle in my throat, and while you and Janice were talking on the phone, I put myself on mute about six times. And so it's working. Thank you very much. Love to hear information from our listeners. So just put your information into the chat on how you're feeling or what your reaction is to that clearing, or you can email clsquestions@yahoo.com. Well, we do have an email regarding paranormal activity. And this particular email has to do with a German Shepherd. And the normal activity is the dog laid next to the window by the door. And this morning, she turned her head quickly towards the porch light, and her ears went up like something was there. And about 5 seconds later, the sensor light turned on. This happened twice. And she says it happened a little after midnight this morning. She looked at the area to see if there was a bug or something else that would activate it, and didn't find anything. And wonders what your thoughts on the dog's reaction is, Ron.
Well, the dog definitely saw something. Wonder how tall it was, you know, because it feels like it was a pretty tall energy, maybe as tall as your door. So, wow. Boy, yeah, it's a pretty big one. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay. Is there a clearing that you would be able to do for her and maybe for all of us regarding that type of activity?
Well, we could see if you have an alien in your room here, everybody. Oh, maybe there's one over your shoulder.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
Is your hair standing up on end, everybody? If not, maybe it's to your right. It just got you moving. Anyway, here we go. Got something in your room. We'll take it away. So here we go. We're going to freeze it. Won't move. Here we go. So one. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's see what that does, everybody. Feel
Excellent.
Any changes?
Thank you. Pardon me?
If they feel any changes here. Back to you, Cindy.
Thank you very much. In the chat room, we have a comment. I've had lots of strangers smile and say hi in the last 10 days. So what's your take on that, Ron?
Maybe they're human. Yeah, they might be humans, not clones, possibly. I don't know if a clone would engage like that, so that's kind of what I would probably say there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes clones just kind of stick to themselves. They don't have, you know, much upstairs going on, so they probably would not, you know, want to engage with you. But I could be wrong on that, but maybe you're seeing humans for a while. Maybe they dropped in a bunch of humans that were here before. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Sure, interesting. We do have another email, or excuse me, a chat message. It says, the second smoke clearing that you did, Ron, the listener can hardly hold her head up, and she's sleepy.
Oh,
that was powerful.
And we'll do another one then, just to help out here. So here we go. One. Oh, dear. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Man, my eyes are watering. One, some of you out there got it pretty bad. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what happens here. Well, that's
Thank
a rough
you,
one. Yep, that's a rough one. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow, thank you. It's interesting that it's getting harder. So do you think that we're just kind of peeling away some of the superficial layers and now you're getting into the deep stuff?
Well, it's probably all deep when you deal with something that's in the unknown like that. You know, when you get into the DNA, it's all deep. And so we're just bringing out stuff to, remember, if you're feeling something happening now, just think if for some reason, we'll say that you never knew about this here. And maybe 30 years from now, maybe you have a problem with something to deal with your lungs, and you don't know what it's caused by. And just now you have a chance to get rid of maybe a lung condition because you're realizing that this smoke is kind of like living with you. Maybe it's a little dormant, but it may come up because you now understand what can happen from the past. And it may just take you just to even see a fire on TV or something, and that can activate your DNA. Or you walk by some smoke. Maybe you walk by somebody having a campfire with those nice s'mores, you know, and that activates you. And in 30 years, you have maybe lung cancer or something like that, and you have a difficulty, you know, with breathing. So this is a good way now to get rid of something that could probably harm you in your future. Well, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ron. That's a very interesting activity for us. And we do have a couple more emails. Response to the sleepiness, the listener says, thank you, Ron, waking up. So it worked.
Great.
So that's good. Another comment is, I smell smoke. And let's see. Oh, in regard to clones, One remark is, I had a lot of stares this week. And another comment is, she forgot to talk about other clones she's been seeing. Very skinny people.
Yeah, I've been seeing that,
too. Did
you
talk to us about that?
I saw a lot of skinny people. One guy, you could even see his ribs. I go, wow, does this guy eat anything? I've seen probably four skinny people today. Very skinny, you know, like you know, just like they had an adolescent body, you know, maybe like a 40-year-old, you know? So it was like, wow, this is really strange. See people with, you know, their legs look like arms almost, you know, and, you know, nothing, like no weight, you know, like 6-foot-tall man who looks like probably might weigh 110 pounds. You don't normally see that, you know? And they're going around,
right,
trucking around fine. So they may not be humans. They're dropping in a bunch of low-weight, real thin people right now, or, you know, replicas, you know. Who knows where they're from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to you.
Well, thank you. In light of that, could we have a clone clearing that would help us? I'm not sure which one I'm looking here. Ron has about 18 combinations if you were to plug in clone to the search at creationlightship.com. So which do you think would be better, Ron?
I think we should
living
one where it's on a cloned Earth planet.
Okay.
Well, let's do that one here. So this will be one that's you on a cloned Earth planet, a parallel life living. So here we go. Think of a situation that you have or had, and we'll take you out of that. So here we go. We're taking you out of the Beyondo. So coming back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Oh, thank you very much, Juan. That was great. We have a comment in the chat. Sticks in and bones, no energy to them. So that's interesting. Okay.
Clones normally don't have any energy. So, you know, if you see somebody, they won't have much. You know, they're just kind of like hanging out here. Not really attached because they don't have any or have very, very little, if any, energy that's from the Earth. So they're just an alien fabrication being dropped in. I've been seeing a lot of redheads now. That's the newest one that normally kind of recycles. So the last week I've seen, you know, a lot of people with red hair and very, very pale skin, white skin. So normally you don't see that around too much. So back to you, Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And if anyone sees redheads or skinny, lots of skinny people or lots of something or some certain type of people, why don't you let us know?
Yeah,
next
so
week.
What I mean is, when I went to school, way back when, elementary school, high school, I can hardly remember, but, you know, I think, like, in maybe junior high, I think there was only, like, two kids that had red hair, okay, where I went to school, and I was mainly in a white type of neighborhood, in a sense, you know. So That's all. So you would see these people, and you go, "Wow, look at that!" You know. So I don't want to sound like I'm insulting people with red hair out there, but you know, that's all that I saw. Now you see them on the street quite often, and they kind of come in at different times. Sometimes you won't see one for maybe a month or two, then all of a sudden you might see five, and you go, "What's going on here?" You know. So it's just you know, just interesting. So if anybody else is have that same situation, you know, you may want to indicate that too. As for myself, you know, I never really saw that many redhead people, even, you know, up to a few years ago. Very seldom see anybody with you know, like, you know, a fair skin, white skin. A lot of times they have freckles and, you know, with red hair, you know. So, anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Thanks for expanding on that. It'd be very interesting to see if other people are noticing that too, or some other type of repetitive appearance, human appearance or clone appearance. Well, we do have a comment in the chat. Almost immediately at the end of last week's show, or the last show, which would be Wednesday, I experienced a sharp stabbing pain in my right elbow. This pain went right into my right shoulder, and this went on and off for the next day, and she couldn't really relate it to any certain injury. So I know that we did do more Civil War clearings, and it sounds like it's possibly coming up from that. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely. So what? Let's do that for war injuries, okay?
Okay.
We're working with the Civil War, so that's probably related to that. And who knows? Maybe you're limping, you know, in this lifetime a little bit, and you don't know why, or your knee hurts, and oh, you know, you're not 100% normal, but you're functioning fine, you know, and you don't know where that came from. So let's. Let's just do a general clearing here for Civil War injuries. This is being hung on to by your body. And, you know, your body knows that you have this, so it's just blocked energy. So what I'm going to do is, like I'll probably do on Sunday, we'll do the counting here. So here we go. So I want you to, if you have something like that going on, you know, think of that location now. I'm going to count to 100. And one will be the energy that you're dealing with, which we'll just say is out of balance energy, negative energy, odd harmonic energy, something that's not the way it's supposed to be, so it's not in wholeness. And then when I do an even number, which will be, say, 2, because I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, et cetera, all the way up. But when it's the even numbers, that'll be spirit infusion automatically. So here we go. Think of your situation, and it may be Civil War related, or it may not be, but just if it's not, it'll still work. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, oh boy, ugh, feels like groin energy or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on, I'll just do 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. You're going to know if it was a Civil War injury just the way it kind of leaves you. You may have a vision of something happening to you. Maybe you were shot. Maybe you were stabbed or whatever, you know. Maybe a horse kicked you or did something, and you fell off a horse. You're going to know that. So maybe you can comment on the fast chat. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow, interesting. Well, Ron just shared a clearing sample general Civil War injury, and all the clearings that Juan did for us tonight are samples, so be sure and go on to creationlightship.com and seek out the full clearing. That will really help you a lot. And on the left side, we do have some free samples, too, so you want to be sure and check those out. Ron, we do have another email update regarding the Civil War clearings that you did earlier today or tonight. The comment is feeling very strong energy under right chin and right side of face. Must have been more than smoke going on. There you go.
Okay, well, let's continue on with that. Let's do one for torture. No?
Oh, yes.
Well, here we go. Torture. Everybody kind of sit back, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I'm yawning. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. Oh.
Wow. Thank you.
What happens
with
that?
excuse me, I'm having some throat issues on that last one. Thank you. Okay, well, that was awesome. Let's see, there's a chat note saying, wow, you said groin energy. I've been dealing with sciatic problems for a while. Very interesting.
Okay, let's do that one again. Okay. We'll do that one again for the person here. So here we go.
Okay.
Just focus on that area, and anybody listening can do what they wish here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, let's see if that helps out. And you might want to even, maybe if you know, entity clearing could possibly help if you've had this for quite a while. But I would say if it is much better, let's just say that it's 60% better, maybe the other 40% is entity. So I'll just do an entity clearing. Here we go, entity, and I'll just do the same counting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, those just left. So that's about what we had there, but I'll continue on that one person. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that one person had, you know, we'll just say about 35 entities taking away energy and or in attached to the body and or giving pain. So we'll just see what their comment is now. They wish to comment. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, excellent, Ron. Thank you so much. Yes, if the listener could let us know via email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or on the chat for the next couple of shows, that would be great. We do have a couple more comments regarding those clearings that you're doing for us, Ron. Let's see. Ron, as you began the torture clearing, I coughed up a bunch of gunk from the main stem bronchus.
Maybe they gave you some poison.
Oh, maybe the food was rotten.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that could be that too, huh? You know, like I say, you know, we have great aged beef, you know, for our prime rib, you know. Well, is it rotten?
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, that's close to the truth, maybe.
We'll see the torture one again. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Better get some fluids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Well, I don't have a clearing for Civil War stuff. Probably have to maybe go into the special clearing that we have online to do this. Unless you have any other ideas, Cindy, but, you know, we just happened to pick on that because it was the time of July 4th thereabouts, you know, to do some Civil War clearings to help people. Anyway.
Right. Well, this has been a very powerful week of clearings, Ron, so thank you very much. And like you said, stemming from the event that we had last Friday, and we have about four more comments or responses, impact of the clearings that you have been doing tonight. Let's see, one comment, yawning, right side of face releases, and my eye feels very weird now. Another comment from a different listener says, oh, wow, something just left my left jaw. Huge pain released. And, wow, two more great testimonies. Wow, thank you so much. Energy is much better. I will be letting you know. Thank you, Ron. This is the listener that had the sciatic problems and you released all those entities.
Great, yeah.
One more comment. My frontal sinuses just opened and are pouring in the midst of that torture clearing. Thank you. What a release. Great.
Yeah, it's good because your body's finally, remember, even though you may not have the poison in this lifetime, your body is still hanging on to it energetically, so it's releasing it. That's how you need to look at it. Is it releasing poisons? Well, the energy would be poisons, typically, if that's what it's about. So you can get rid of stuff that, you know, before it happens. Remember, everything happens in the invisible as these invisible energetic bodies get connected to you more because situations kind of get activated, stirred up. You see something, feel something. Somebody tells you something, all of a sudden it gets activated in your body, and these invisible energetic bodies kind of take over from there a lot of times. And if not, then your body starts to manifest that given situation. So great that your sinuses are clearing. Wonderful. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Well, another comment. So if anyone just happens to jump in and hasn't been a part of our show this evening, this is going to sound weird, but the listener says, I just threw up, and I wanted to say congratulations. Get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Powerful.
That could be even a lung stuff, you know. Could be sinuses or lung stuff.
Like the smoke? You mean the smoke?
Yeah, the smoke, yeah, it could have, maybe the lungs maybe inhaled really, really hot smoke and the lungs got burned. So, you know,
wow.
That can happen, and you're getting rid of the infection from back then and the problems of the lungs, you know, being actually burned inside.
Oh, wow.
Remember, what we don't know, we don't know. You don't know what you
right.
don't know.
I would never have even thought about the lungs burning inside, but that makes so much sense.
Yes. So as your people, as you leave the call tonight shortly, and you've had a reaction, which is probably be a good one, if you're a first-time listener, you're probably going to be scratching your head what's going on. If you're you know, a listener for a while, you're going to go, wow, that's a great healing, you know. But even though you may hear it as a first-timer, like, geez, did a healing and the person threw up, that sounds pretty bad, you know. But, you know, it's getting rid of energies that can and will cause you harm, you know, later on in life. So this is great. And you might even be able to breathe better and maybe have better, you know, smelling abilities, you know. So, got a couple minutes to go. Anything else you want to, anything came in that we might want to read quickly or?
Yes. Absolutely. One listener says, I learn more every time I listen. Thank you, Ron. Another thank you. And another third comment is, I'm on the ninth month of the first year time clash with the Civil War. Very heavy in the head. So do you think that means that she'd had a head injury, or is that part of the smoke sinus buildup?
Boy, it could be that. It could even be the aliens doing mind you know, transmissions. You might put up one of those alien free clearings alongside of what you're doing. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe the head connector one possibly, satellite one, maybe run those. Along with it, because maybe you're
at
feeling
the same time
their
on?
Mind control.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, I think I'd give that a try.
Excellent. Well, I do want to remind everyone that we have the July conference call. Be sure and check it out, creationlightship.com. Top of the page is the event link. And then also, tomorrow night's show, Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, and at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, I'll be with Ron and Ann. And do you think that since we've had so much activity tonight, we have time for the Mind to Heart Drop clearing, Ron?
Yeah, we always have time for that. So. Here we go. So this you should be doing yourself. You don't need me to do this at all. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. That's normally where they are. If anybody has them elsewhere, then, you know, select that location. But anyway, here we go. And then you want to drop them down into your heart center. So I just count from 10 to 1 backwards. For the people who have been listening for a while, maybe after you do this for about a week or so, I think a lot of people just maybe just count like, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 or 3, 2, 1. That works the same. Just that for the first time doing it, it's really nice. So you can actually kind of validate what's happening because you're actually going to feel, you know, your thoughts come from your head into your heart. That's why I count from 10 to 1. This is more like for all the newbies, and I do this all the way and all the time this way. That you can actually feel something or sense something. So here we go, dropping down, puts you into your spirit energy, which will be out of time. This is your source energy, so dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, so hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight. And anybody, I'll just throw this out there, if there's a certain date that comes up with one of our shows that you know about, you know, maybe there's something that was a special something that happened worldwide, on a given date and we have one of our BBS programs at the same time, or the same day, I should say, why don't you send us an email about a week in advance to CLSQuestions@Yahoo, and we'll see if we can maybe put that on and the clearing for it. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, BBS. And have a wonderful evening, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, everyone. Bye now.